I am delighted to have on the drive home with me today here on Bay FM, singer-songwriter, Mi'kmaq artist, Elizabeth Shepherd. Elizabeth, having fun?
This is great fun. Thanks for inviting me.
And you're going to be filming an episode of Newfoundland Labrador Now. What can you tell us about that?
I can't say a whole lot yet because it's not 100% nailed down, but it's a really cool show on NTV. It airs Saturdays at 10:30, and it's hosted by puppets. So, I mean, it's pretty cool that that they have something neat like that. It's kind of like Newfoundland Sesame Street, I think.
Okay. So lots of more exciting details to come moving forward when you get the confirmation of this and that and the other thing. And congratulations on that. And the Music NL Awards, congratulations on being nominated, Elizabeth. And what was it like attending the various workshops and that kind of thing?
It was a really wonderful experience. It was my first time attending Music Week. And, I think because I sort of entered the music scene, you know, later in life, I'm 56 now, I've been recording since 2022, I just kind of thought, you know, this is a young person's game, you know, and I thought, okay, maybe is it okay that I'm doing this because I've been a therapist for almost 34 years and I've had this other pathway. And what I consistently heard from everybody that I spoke to was that, no, you're not. You're not late to the game. There's a lot of people that come into the scene, like at this sort of stage like I am. And one of the coolest messages that I got was they had all these panel discussions with people from industry from really kind of all around the world, which was really interesting, as well as people here at home. And one of the messages that they just kept saying was authenticity is really, really key as a musician. And you know, I put up my hand and I said, you know, I'm a therapist, but I'm also a musician. Like, should I keep this separate? Like, these are two parts of who I am. And absolutely everybody was like, no, you can't separate that. That's who you are. And as I reflected on it, I realized that, you know, the music that I write, it all has messages, and it comes from the work that I've been doing all these years. So a lot of the songs that I've written are not my stories. They are stories, and they're bits and pieces from the people that I've connected with, and some of my own, of course. But I think being an authentic musician is drawing upon every part of who you are. And so when I got that message, it was really, really validating.
You have something to say. You have something to think about. And to get that kind of encouragement, what does it mean to you?
Well, I think it meant everything. I walked away, and I really, you know, sometimes you go to things and you go, "Oh, that was really interesting," but that one just kind of hit me like a bus. I got to be honest. I thought, "Wow, okay, I don't have to separate who I am, and I don't have to apologize that, you know, I've been making a living all these years, and I haven't been, you know, with my guitar case down on Water Street eking out a living like so many people do." And I'm so grateful that I've been able to have like a wonderful career in addition to doing music, but I sort of felt a bit apologetic about it. And so I got a really great sort of reminder that, you know, everybody comes from someplace and it's okay to have a full-time job and do music at the same time. And I met, as I talked to other musicians, they were there. One person said, yeah, I'm a teacher. But you know, people don't lead with that necessarily when they're talking about their musicianship. So yeah, it was really cool. And I met so many neat people at the gala when we went for the actual award ceremony. And I was kind of like a kid in the candy shop. And I was walking around saying, hi, I'm Elizabeth Shepherd. Shaking people. And Mallory Johnson was there. I went over and I met her. And I had played at a couple of songs a few years back at the Cadre Folk Festival. And her mom and uncle were there, the Cormies. They had played after me, and so I saw her there, and I went over and reminded her, hey, you know, I played just before you, and they remembered, and it was just really lovely to meet people who were so gracious and kind, and, you know, Nick Earl was there, and Nick had played guitar on my very first single that I recorded out here, which was so long gone, but I'd never met him, so I went over and thanked him for that, and he was gracious and lovely, and you know, everybody was quite impressive. You hear their songs on the radio, but you don't get to know who they are as people. And of course, I was up for Indigenous Artist of the Year, and the wonderful Jeantha Edmonds, also from Corner Brook, she took home that award. So,
I'm thinking your perspective as a therapist is important as well.
Yeah, it's funny because, like, the theme, like, they even had, like, an in-service mental health and musicians. I didn't go to that one. I felt like I had that one in the bag. but I think, you know, when you work in that area and you appreciate how important it is, and you just get a lot of joy out of working with people in this area, because I really do love what I do. And to be able to do this other part of what I love as in musicianship is just like, wow, you know, like, I feel like I kind of won the lottery. And I don't have any illusions of grandeur. I'm not trying to be Celine Dion here, but I'm trying to, you know, write some music that's meaningful to me and hopefully meaningful to other people.
Serving a purpose, that's for sure. Lots of gigs coming up, including Cafe 59 in Pasadena.
Yeah. So I'm hoping to, well, I am going to be going to the East Coast Music Awards in Sydney and Cape Breton in May. And as I make my journey across the island, I'm going to play a gig in Cafe 59. We're still nailing down what the date is, but it'll be before the 19th because that's when I'm on the ferry. and I'm hoping to, I put in to play a showcase at the ECMAs, or even like a Songs and Stories, which is a shorter showcase. But if I don't, maybe next time I will. And then the day after the ECMAs on May 25th, I'm actually going to be headlining a show in New Glasgow at the New Glasgow Theater, which is a beautiful little spot. I'm going to be at the Green Room. And so tickets are on sale for that right now. So that's really exciting. It'll be my first time playing in Nova Scotia.
Lots to look forward to. And you'll keep us up to date, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Tell us about your new song, I Wouldn't Know.
So, you know, it sort of goes along with what I was just sharing about how I think it's really important to have some sort of messaging. And I don't consciously create a message, but when I look at it afterwards, I go, oh, that's what that song was about. But I think this song is really about the importance of, you know, being true to yourself and listening to the things that are really important, and facing different, you know, challenging situations with courage to look after yourself and your own mental health. And in this song, you have a young woman who, you know, went through a devastating breakup, really struggled, put her life back together, and then she gets a phone call saying, can we try again? And so she has a really difficult decision to make. You know, can she do that for herself or not? So it's not my story, but it is a story that I think everybody has sort of wondered about, like, could I do this again? What happens if they call me? And I think for that reason, I think just stressing the fact that, you know, looking after yourself is just really important.
We're going to play this song right now, and people can find out more about your music on your social media platforms, right?
Yes. I have a website, ElizabethShepherdMusic.ca, and so there's links to all my socials there as well. And I also just started, I don't know if you've heard about Bandcamp,
yep,
which is a place where artists sell their music directly instead of going through, like, iTunes and stuff like that. So I do have a page on that. So the cool thing about Bandcamp is you can download a single for, like, $1.50 versus what we get on Spotify, which is a hundredth of a cent if someone does it. So there's a bit of a difference in the value. But, of course, you can also listen to any of my music on YouTube if you're not doing any of the, you know, Spotify or any of that stuff. It's all there. And check out my website. Everything's there. And I'd love to hear what people think about the song, if they like it, if it resonates. Please let me know.
Mi'kmaq singer-songwriter Elizabeth Shepherd, we're going to play this song right now. Thanks for talking to me, and keep up the great work.
Thank you so much, Dean.
BFM time is 4:30.
Didn't know quite what to say. Oh. Someone that is sensitive.